hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave. I've been doing shit my way, or the highway.
Before the next civil war, America is in crisis. What we see today is not a sudden collapse but the outcome of centuries of white supremacy organizing itself into power. Since 1872, when the federal government abandoned Reconstruction, white America decided it was acceptable for traitors and terrorists to control the African population by terror. That system of domination held until the civil rights movement exposed the hypocrisy of democracy. But for the past 50 years, those same forces have been regrouping. Patiently, deliberately, they have captured state houses, installed judges, and taken the Supreme Court. Now they are preparing for what amounts to another civil war. It is essential to understand that white supremacy itself is not unified. There are two factions. One are the enslavers, those who glory in open brutality, violence, and domination. The other are the beneficiaries, those who prefer to profit from oppression while pretending to uphold democracy. These two factions are fighting each other for the soul of America. Yet no matter who wins that internal battle, black people lose, unless we act. The Trump administration has already thrown in its lot with the enslavers. And while some white people may imagine their whiteness will protect them, the truth is that once brutality is unleashed, it consumes everyone. Their false sense of safety will not save them. So, what does survival and liberation look like for black people in this moment? The answer is not to wait on America to rescue us. The answer is to rescue ourselves. We must build and sustain our own systems of care, security, and survival. This is where the Black Infrastructure Trust, BIT, comes in. BIT is rooted in the oldest of African traditions, communalism, which in African tradition means shared responsibility for the well-being of the village. Our ancestors survived centuries of violence and exile not because America cared for them, but because we cared for each other. Where America withheld, we provided. Where white supremacy sought to destroy, we built. BIT carries that tradition forward. Through small, collective contributions, it will secure the essential pillars of black life: childcare, housing, healthcare, food, and economic autonomy. Structured as a national trust with local collectives, BIT guarantees equal membership, equal responsibility, and equal power. Every dollar becomes infrastructure. Every member becomes both guardian and beneficiary of our shared future. Now I have outlined the problem, given a solution to said problem, and if you need a step-by-step explanation about how my solution works and whether it is feasible, visit my website hegyarl.com for the blueprint. This is not charity. This is not dependency. This is self-determination. It is the blueprint for black survival and black flourishing in a nation that has never stopped waging war against us. The next civil war is already being prepared. The question is not whether America will face it. The question is whether black people will be ready. If you're still here, it's because something real hit you. But understand this, real talk ain't here to entertain, go viral, or win likes. We don't move for algorithms, we move for liberation. So don't just listen. Reflect. Connect. Build. I'm not looking for clicks. I'm looking for commitment. Because the truth is, the time for performative outrage is over. What I'm here to do is connect with the ones ready to move, ready to think differently, build differently, and live free on our own terms. This is about one thing: liberation under black management. Until the next episode, stay sharp, stay building, and stay black on purpose.